Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about increasing students' retention of material, and this comes from an article in Education Week Teacher. And what the author talks about is the strategies that research say, especially sort of from a neurology and brain science perspective, really help students remember the content of what we're teaching them, because there's nothing more frustrating than having students get something one day and then the next day come in and look at you like they've never heard you talk about that concept before. And so the author, a veteran teacher, talks about several different strategies. And the first one is to return to information over time. And this is pretty obvious. I think a lot of us do this as teachers. But her point is that because it's so important to return to previous content and bring it up again in order to build those brain connections, it's actually important to plan for that more proactively than we might. So, for example, she mentions that she does less off-the-cuff questioning. She does more pre-planned questions of what am I going to ask during this lesson that's specifically going to force students to harken back to previous knowledge and make that connection and sort of learn it again. Then, does a lot about timing it right. And the brain works in such a way that memory is associated with time. And what that means is that students really remember most the first and the last thing that happens in a lesson, and or in a period. And that's true for adults also, if you think about your own experience, but what that means for education is that we should actually be putting the most important information, the information is the most pertinent, in the beginning of the lesson. And what we actually end up doing a lot of times is spending the beginning of the lesson, or the beginning of the day, or the beginning of the class period, doing sort of more of the housekeeping tasks, homework, checks, and getting sure that we're sort of doing other announcements and things like that. But actually what we're doing is we're wasting really valuable memory time. And so what she does, the author talks about, is spends the first sort of 10-ish, 20 minutes really doing the most important, like biggest picture, most explicitly connected to the new material part of the lesson then. And then, again, the last 5 or 10 minutes, I think as teachers we always try to do summarization, try to do some kind of conclusion, but it's really critical that we're using that time to have students synthesize what they've learned, have them repeat what they've learned, and really kind of tie it up, because if we don't sort of bookend it on each side, then a lot of memory and retention doesn't happen. And along with that, there's this idea of every 20 minutes that pretty much the brain kind of runs out of storage for memory. And so unless we're doing something that's going to really have students process what they've learned in the past 20 minutes, there's a good chance that we're in a significantly reduced retention area. And so, which again, the recommendation here, do something easy. Every 20 minutes, it doesn't have to be complicated. You know, have students turn and talk, have students quickly jot down a summary of what they've learned. But it's important to do something to kind of sum up every 20 minutes, or else, again, significantly reduced memory happens, just from a brain perspective. Then, building strong relationships, actually, it connects with memory in an interesting way. What research has shown is that stress level and sort of concentration level have a direct impact on memory, and mood has a direct impact on memory. And so if you have strong relationships with students and you're able to see if a certain student seems agitated or upset or sullen, and then you interact about that and, you know, pull them aside, say something, just have some sort of quick interaction to settle them back down and to recenter them emotionally, you're actually going to help their retention of what they're about to learn. Because if not, if a student's really stressed out about something, if they're very upset about something, they might participate in the lesson, but there's a lot lower likelihood they're going to really remember it or be able to connect it. And lastly, establish relevance. And what this means is that the brain, if the brain can't connect new material to background knowledge, to old knowledge, if it can't tether that, then the material often just gets discarded. It doesn't get remembered. And so we have to make sure that whatever we're doing is definitely grounded in what students already know. And what this means in a practical sense, the author talks about, is we actually should pay attention to what students are saying, even if they're giving us incorrect answers or seemingly random comments that bring sort of knowledge that seems like it's coming out of the blue. It's actually a clue that their brains are trying to do something, they're trying to connect to prior knowledge, and we should investigate that. We should give students the space to give us incorrect answer, to say those random thoughts, to completion so that we can then kind of redirect them and see what is the brain trying to ground this new information in, and how can we sort of guide them to be connecting it with the actually correct past information that they might have. But this relevance piece doesn't just mean doing something that is going to be able to relate to what students already know. It means making sure that students are able to say what they already know, not what the teacher thinks they should already know, which can, I think, be a common pitfall. And so again, these are some strategies. You may have heard of them before, but a lot of teachers do, I think, is we know these things on one level, but it's hard for us to plan and really execute on them regularly. I think especially with the timing it right, you know, making sure every 20 minutes, making sure we're concentrating on the beginning and the end of lessons, things like that. So these are just some good reminders of strategies that ultimately all that hard work that you put in as a teacher and all that hard work that students put in to make learning happen is going to last. And that the next time they come to your class, they're going to remember what they learned the day before. Thanks for watching and happy teaching.